2007 versus 1999.
Did you open this with your hand?
No, I opened it with you. You can't open it like that.
How did you open yours?
With my knife. Do you want to use it?
No, I'll use it.
Can you please put this in the show? You getting up and, yeah, cracking a bottle. Okay, that's where we start it.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
And this is the Props Cast.
Welcome home.
Welcome home. I don't even have my headphones on.
Well, hey-o. You still sound great.
Thanks. This is the Props Cast, of course, smelling a lot like antiseptic. We're in our quarantine studio.
Spraying ourselves down.
Everything is sanitized, including us.
6 feet apart.
6 feet apart.
With masks.
Masks, gloves, face shields.
Body condom.
The Naked Gun body condom. A joke underused during the pandemic.
So my only regret. That's what I told you yesterday.
It's true. I think we used the joke once between you and I, but it should have been more.
But did we?
We could have done more.
We could have milked it till it was not funny and then come full circle.
And then come full circle and make it funny again. The classic.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. What have you, like, it's been a while since we've done an episode. People want to know, how have you been, Clayton?
I've been pretty good, actually.
Working on a movie.
We're in the studio. Things have calmed down.
Good.
It's almost finished.
Nice.
It's that nice. Sometimes a show, you get to coast at the end a little
bit. The dog days.
Mm-hmm.
The dog days, right?
The dog days.
Yeah.
Not to say that we're being lazy.
No.
Just... It feels like you're not doing much after you've been running around like idiots.
People get burnt out. I don't care who you are. If you're on a series or on a movie or on a whatever commercial, you get burnt out. Because in this industry, they want to do too much, too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they expect the world. And it burns people out. I don't care if you're 60 years in. 5 years in, 1 year.
If you're 60 years in, it's probably really getting to you.
Dude, there's three guys on my show.
That are 60 years in?
Well, I was going around talking that big talk about 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't really, but I mentioned that I had been in doing it for 21 years. And
they laughed
this at you. This guy, RC Chem Op, Jay, he's been doing it for 46.
Jesus.
And I was like, Jay... Okay, first of all, that's way too long.
Jay, what are you doing here? Yeah, exactly. Why are you here?
His dad invented sandwich o'clock, he told me.
No way.
That's what he said.
His dad invented sandwich o'clock.
His dad is like an old school film guy, BC, and his dad fought to get like sandwiches after 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
That man should have a statue.
I know.
At like Vancouver Film Studios at the front gate, like a gold statue holding
exactly.
A big fucking Sammy.
People would be like, pull down the one of Johnny McDonald in Ottawa.
Yeah, fuck it.
Put it up with the sandwich o'clock guy.
Sandwich o'clock guy.
Right?
I love that.
Oh, man.
What
have you been watching lately?
Not a lot, you know? Not a lot.
Really?
Yeah, at the beginning of the... year, I was like, I'm going to watch one movie a day.
Oh, a day?
Like, you know, roughly.
Right.
Like if I, you know.
Like when you come home?
Yeah, like at the end of the week, I would have wanted to have watched five to seven movies. That was what I wanted to do. That went out the window.
Yeah, I guess so. That was a New Year's resolution, believe it or not.
It wasn't really a resolution. It was just like, oh, I want to keep watching. I watched so many movies last year because of the lockdown. I wanted to keep it going, but it's...
What's wrong with that, though?
Well, when you're working, right? Yeah. I'm just looking at if there is...
See, you always write your shit down. I don't. I just remember, sort of.
I watched Mank.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch that. Is it good?
I thought it was entertaining. I mean, it's Gary Oldman. It's hard not to be...
Lots of good doctors, yeah.
...entertained by him. And Amanda Seyfried is really, really good in this. Yeah.
But so, not good.
No, boring. It's... No, it's not...
Manky.
I don't think it's boring. I think it's good, but it does cater to like cinephiles because it's a movie about the making of a famous movie. It's about the the myth behind the writer who wrote Citizen Kane.
Right, and his name is something Mank.
Mankiewicz is his last name. Right, he tells everyone to call him Mank.
Right, as one does.
Yeah,
with that name.
but it's kind of cool. They shot it like a movie from the 30s.
Right,
right. It's black and white. Yeah, and the music. It's Trent Reznor that did the music,
dude.
But it's like totally that 30s jazz kind of. Like that, you know, the style of music of the time.
Yeah.
It's worth seeing, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. When I was off work for a bit, I've been just right knee deep into Ozark.
See, I've never seen that.
Well, you know, here's what I'm going to say about it. It's a really well done series, really well acted, really well written, really, really well directed. Everything is seamless. Except for the fact that you go, how in the fuck could these people live like this? Like, how could you live like that?
What do you mean live like? Like, because they're on the run or
they're money launderers for the cartel, for a fictitious cartel outfit from Mexico, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, dude, their lives are so awful. Like, it's their existence is, oh my God, it's so stressful. It's like, you know how when you say, oh, the plot thickens, like in you know, mm-hmm. like that saying, like the plot of Ozark is so thick that you can't, it's fucking quicksand, dude.
It's like one of those milkshakes you get that you can't even get it out of the straw. You can't even
suck it. It's like Milhouse with the fucking thick squishy.
Super squishy.
Yeah. Dude.
All syrup, super squishy?
I have never seen such a thing. Such a
thing has never been done.
Dude, it's just, they get in so deep. With so many different characters and so many different fucking crazy deaths and rednecks and Mexican cartel people and oh my God. It's more intense than Breaking Bad, I think. Way more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many seasons is it?
Three so far, and I think they're going to do another one.
Oh, really?
I'm almost at the end of three, but I'm just like, I had to take a break mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I was pretty stressed out. I was kind of on a stress leave type scenario and I'm watching this. I'm going, why am I watching this? Yeah, it's just good because it's good.
It's engaging.
It's so engaging.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. But between that and like all the weird things going on internet and stuff right now, like the sea shanties and the GameStop thing.
I heard about the GameStop thing.
Okay, but more importantly, we'll talk about the GameStop thing, but first and foremost, have you heard of this sea shanty thing?
No, and we don't have to talk about the GameStop thing. I would prefer if we didn't, actually.
I know, it's stupid. It's kind of cool just to see people manipulate the stock market.
Yeah, when you know the full story, you're like, oh, cool.
That's cool, and then,
yeah.
But the sea shanty thing, have you seen this?
No, what is this?
It's just this revival of people are starting to like think sea shanties are cool again. And the Trailer Park Boys just put one out today with Bubbles, and it's so fucking funny.
Like, were they singing, like, what do we do with the drunken sailor?
Yeah, but it's like, and then, dun, 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 kitties. Dude, it's so funny. Oh, you gotta watch it. That's why I love the internet just for, like, or I love Instagram and stuff, like, not mainly just to, like, post pictures of myself, but just to see the ridiculousness that comes from it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And these trends and the Bernie Sanders mittens. And,
oh, that, yeah. That my was sister funny. Was sending me those, like the one of him on the girder building the Empire State Building.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, there were so many
of them.
Dude, there were so many. And they were all pretty well done.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it now. It's been a week and I'm ready for something else. Anyways.
Should we get into this?
I think so, man. Can
you explain the topic? Because you kind of came up with it.
Well, I was listening to an interview with a woman who I can't remember her name or anything about her, but she was like a film expert.
Okay.
It was something on YouTube or something on, like, she's kind of like a James Lipton type.
Right. Okay.
And she does like film, like
film historian.
She teaches film something at UCLA or right. the University of fucking Kentucky or something. I don't know, whatever.
they're known for their film courses. Exactly.
Same place, right? Delaware U. So she was saying that 2007, in her opinion, was the best year for film.
Okay.
Because all these amazing films came out that year.
Right.
So I said to Clayton, I said, do we want to talk about said list?
Because you said to me, do you want to talk about the 2007 club?
Yeah.
And I said, what is that?
What the hell is that?
And you meant the collection of movies that had come out that year. Yeah. So I did my own research and I found a list of the top years in film.
Right.
And number one on that list was the year 1999.
Right.
So we're going to put, we're going to battle the two Pokemon style. Pikachu, I choose you.
So Clayton's gonna rattle off a 1999 list. Jordy's gonna rattle off a 2007 list.
Yeah, because I was thinking what you could do is you could pick a film, and sort of like a card, almost like a card game. I would try and come up with a film that beats it
better.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And we'll see.
We'll see. Well, see who wins. Who's to say? I guess it's a matter of opinion. But hold on, quick preamble. How old were you in 99? 16, 15.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
yeah,
I was 19.
So. Right.
Prime time of my life. I was just finishing DJing, started working in film.
And in 2007, I was in film school.
2007, I was 27. Oh, interesting fucking fun fact. I was working on one of the shows that's in the 2007 club.
Oh, Into the Wild?
Not necessarily.
A good one.
In the club they're talking about. But it was a show. It was a movie that was released in 2007. But we'll save that for later.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay, I'm going to start with Zodiac.
Oh, see, I just watched this one too.
So good.
It's so good.
Robert Downey Jr.
Bit long, though.
It is a bit long, and it's a bit of a slow burn.
Because it just keeps, like, years pass in the film, and you're like, oh, man, they're still going, hey?
Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's my thing about it.
Great cast.
Also underrated, I feel, this movie. Not enough people saw it at the time, probably because there was about 6 million movies that came out that year.
Yeah.
But, you know, David Fincher, Jake Gyllenhaal, like it's a fucking all-star team.
Yeah.
Right? And like the period is so well done in it.
It is.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Right? Everything about it is well done.
People have described it as sort of it goes hand in hand with Seven.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
It's almost like a companion piece, even though they're not really tied together at all, but they're...
Just the way they feel.
Yeah, the tone is very similar.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you play Zodiac here. Yeah.
I laid down Zodiac.
I laid down Zodiac. I kind of put down Being John Malkovich.
Oh, fuck.
That's a 1999 film, which we've talked about extensively on this show.
We have. Because of, that was, what was that episode we did?
The one about...
Being Charlie Kaufman.
Yeah, being Charlie.
I'm so glad I remembered that.
We're big fans of our own show. We,
oh, dude. Okay, well, we can talk about it again for 2 minutes.
I don't think we need to.
It's a masterpiece.
It really is. I just feel like it has that same strained tone as Zodiac had.
Yeah.
Great soundtrack, too, by the way. Amy Mann. She won an Oscar for that.
Amy Mann has done a lot of fucking good soundtracks, hasn't she?
Yeah.
You know, and not many people knew who she is either.
Yeah, I bought a couple of her albums that I'd never listened to, and you know what? They're all really good.
Yeah, she's a rock steady
underrated talent.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, my next one. But Being John Malkovich, for anyone out there.
So who wins between the two?
I'm going to say Being John Malkovich. I'm going to say that.
It's funny because I might say Zodiac.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, be honest. So then you say Zodiac, so then it's 1-1. Okay. Keeping score. Okay, my next one is going to be Into the Wild.
Okay, see, I did not like that.
You didn't?
I didn't. No, remember we talked about that one? Oh, that was during our Instagram lives.
Did we rewatch it?
No, but I think I brought it up at some point, and I said that I didn't like it.
Okay, here's...
No, we were talking about the guy.
Emil Hirsch? Oh, Chris McCandless.
Yeah, the real guy.
Right.
And you were like, some people say he was a bit of a goof, and I was like, yeah, I got that impression from the movie. I was like, what? Who is this guy? I'm supposed to feel sorry for him?
Well, I don't know. I thought it was a good movie, though.
It was okay.
Sean Penn...
Sean Penn
directed it.
Oh. Well, I like that actor.
Emil Hirsch.
Yeah.
Remember that one we watched in the pandemic, Freaks, with him? Remember?
Yeah.
Fuck, how good was that?
That was good.
Okay. Well, mine's Into the Wild. It was fucking, it's a beautiful movie about a guy who goes, guess where? Into the wild. Spoiler alert, he lives. What's yours up against it?
How about I'm going to do this one. Boondock Saints.
Oh, fuck.
Do you remember that movie?
And the thing is, okay, can we also give a little thing, a little tidbit of info to the audience?
About what?
You know the 2007 list.
I do.
I don't know the 1999 list.
I'm trying not to look at it, though.
Fair enough.
It's easy for me to forget.
Like, obviously, I've seen all these fucking movies, but... You're kind of crushing me because I don't know what the fuck.
Although you don't know what I've got up my sleeve here. I may have just used the only two good ones. I might be totally bluffing.
I don't think you have because I can't remember a bunch.
There's some fucking powerhouse ones on this list, my friend.
God damn.
Boondock Saints. That's the first time I ever saw Willem Dafoe in any movie.
People love Willem Dafoe.
Who is this guy?
You know who loves Willem Dafoe?
Who?
Shazza does.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
A lot.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, so what are you picking?
Oh, I'm going to go first this time?
Mm-hmm. No, like between the two winners.
Oh,
like the winner
Boondock Saints.
So am I.
Oh.
Fuck.
That's 2 points for 1999.
Yep.
Okay. I'm keeping score on the top here.
Yep, so am I.
Do you want me to go first? That might be more fair if we take turns.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that might be.
I'll go first for the next two rounds.
Okay, you go first.
Okay.
Then. Okay.
I'm putting down Three Kings.
Oh, God. Fuck, I might have to bring out a big one.
Yeah.
Three Kings, eh? Three Kings. Yeah. Three fucking kings. Three fucking kings.
Do you remember that
kings.
Movie? I think that's another underrated movie.
I loved it.
Yeah, I saw that about three times in the movie theater. One for each of the kings.
What was the third one? Spike Jones?
What?
Wasn't he a king in it?
It was...
Spike Jones is in it, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, he's the other guy.
Yeah, he is the other guy.
It's Ice Cube, George Clooney, and Spike Jones, is it not?
No, it's Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, right.
But Spike Jones is in it.
He's the fourth king.
He's the fourth king. He's the fourth.
I forgot about Wahlberg.
Yeah. Like the fourth musketeer. He's not title worthy, but he's there.
Oh, God help us. Okay, up against Three Kings, we're going to have Juno.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. That's a tough... Because they're totally different genres.
I know, but this is the game, bro. This is the fucking game, dude.
You know what?
It's intense.
I have to give it to Juno.
So do I.
Oh, damn. 0 points for me.
Just because Juno was so groundbreaking.
It was so... Well, Vancouver movie, by the way. Is that the one you worked on?
No, it's not. You're still going to find out later. When I have to pull it out as my ace up my sleeve.
Do you remember when we talked about the hamburger phone in Juno?
Yeah, famous props.
Famous props. Apparently, that was when that movie came out, that you couldn't get that hamburger phone because everyone was selling them. Everyone was on the fucking... Because that was like the birth of eBay. Not the birth, but like that's when eBay and like...
Started to hit.
Online shopping was
started
really...
popping.
Yeah, popping.
I get it, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm going to order a fucking hamburger phone tonight.
I always wanted
a hamburger iPhone.
Shit.
What does that look like?
Okay,
so now it's tied up again. 2-2.
Okay, I'm gonna throw a curveball. All right.
Oh fuck!
Here's a comedy, Office Space.
Ooh, 1999. Ding dong.
Jesse and I were just talking about this movie yesterday.
Loved it.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
Also groundbreaking.
So quotable.
So quotable. So groundbreaking. So referenced.
You know, we talked about this too, the Red Stapler.
Yeah.
Was a fictitious object that now Swing Line makes because of that movie.
Yeah, and we all know who made that famous, my favorite character actor, Stephen Root.
Stephen Root, who plays Milton.
With, who I worked with but never met. Also Man in the High Castle.
How often do you get to say that? Oh, I worked with him, but I never met him.
He wasn't in any of my episodes, I don't know why.
And he was in the stage next to you one day, and you didn't even go over to say hi.
But what am I supposed to do? Go over there and be like, hey, stupid, I'm the other. Yeah. The other odd set props guy with the odd episodes. Dude. I was just wondering how you're doing today.
Dude, like, it happens more often than you think.
I know, but you know me. I don't play it like that, dude. I play it cool as ice with these people. You know what I mean? Okay. What did you just say?
Office Space.
Office Space.
Mook.
I'm going to throw up against Office Space. Oh, this is going to be a fucking battle of the titans. Super bad.
Oh! I forgot that was on your list. How foolish of me. Okay, now
so
here,
tough.
Here. Okay, I'm sorry. I have a confession to make.
What?
I've never watched Superbad.
Dude.
When it came out, there was something about it that I wasn't into. I think because it was so popular right away. Jordy's just staring at me blankly like he can't believe what I'm
saying.
This
is what I don't understand, though. Why do you watch movies like Time Cave and not movies like this?
Excuse me, it's actually called Time Trap.
Time Trap. Or fucking...
I don't know.
Like...
I don't
dude.
Know.
Dude.
There's okay, almost well, like a part... It. There's almost a part it. Of my brain where like some of these movies, I'm like, they've got enough attention. I don't need to watch them.
Superbad, I would say, is one worth watching.
Well, I love Jonah Hill. Or, yeah, Jonah Hill. And I love Michael Cera.
So then you would love
so
it.
So why would I not watch it?
I don't know. Basically about you as a teenager. It's actually about Seth Rogen and his buddy, but...
McLovin?
You were kind of a McLovin type guy.
He's the kid with the glasses, it's right?
So good, dude. Clayton, it's so good. Oh, well, is it as good as Office Space? So
I've got to give mine to Office Space only because I haven't seen Superbad. So I kind of cheated. But I don't feel bad about it.
I don't know what to give this to. I really don't. I'm going to give this to Superbad.
Okay. Point for each of us.
So...
It's a tiebreaker.
Still tied.
Okay. Okay, you go first this time, so I went twice. And then we'll
alternate. Okay.
I have so many left.
Okay, I got a quick... I got a while. Okay. So do I. Okay.
Okay.
The Simpsons movie.
You added that to your list, didn't you? I did not know that was 2007.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
It was.
Remember when they turned made all the quickie marts? Did you go to any of them?
Of course I did. Yeah. And I was disappointed, just like everyone else.
Yes, yeah.
They had like two things.
They did have Jasper in the freezer. Like they had a graphic of him in the freezer, though.
Fuck. Drove all the way to Coquitlam to go to a 7-Eleven with like a couple of fake cans of Duff beer in it.
We could have been there at the exact same time. Unknowingly.
And not knowing each other.
How weird would that be?
Serendipity. What do you got to go against it?
Okay, well, I'm going to go animated as well.
Yeah.
Iron Giant.
Oh. This is kind of like, this is our version of Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
We should have the little time fucking time clock.
I'm going to Castle and... Did you get that reference? No.
Yeah, I'm going to Queen's Gambit.
It's a move. And,
I know. So is the Queen's Gambit.
Yes.
That's still, the only one I know.
I still have only two episodes into that. I mean...
Who are you giving it to? The Iron Giant was good, but dude, the Simpsons movie, who everyone thought was going to be a bust, and it was fucking amazing.
I need to see it again.
Don't you fucking dare.
I've seen it. Yeah. Don't worry. I've seen it.
The dome.
I like the part
the
where
pig?
With Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
And he like
ruffles
the
kid.
The magic comes out of his hair.
Dude, when he holds the picture of Ned Flanders in the window because Bart wants Ned to be his dad. It's so good. I'm picking the Simpsons movie.
All right, I'm gonna go. I'm going Iron Giant.
Oh, you're such a tip. Okay, well, we're still fucking tied. 4-4
No, it's 5-5, isn't it?
I have 4-4.
Oh, I've got 5.
How does that work? Maybe I'm not good at math, so let's just say 5-5.
We might have to. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll just keep going, and then we'll pause it, and we'll actually do the math and come back.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, oh, I'm first. The Sixth Sense.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just eager to see what you put up against that. M. Night Shyamalan's masterpiece.
When I found out Bruce Willis was dead, I jizzed in my pants.
That's in the song.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to pull out a big one.
Yeah, hopefully something. Your biggest twist movie.
Wow, my biggest twist movie. My biggest twist movie? I don't know if I have a twist movie. Do I even have a movie with a twist?
Didn't Shyamalan release anything that year? It would have been like Shattered or something, right? At that time?
In 2007? The Lady in the Water, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
I'm not putting another Shyamalan movie against fucking
against his Sixth best?
I'm gonna put There Will Be Blood.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Well, I have to do
That's
something.
Your ace in the hole. Okay, well, obviously it goes to you.
Obviously.
Oh, There Will Be Blood. I want to rewatch that.
Dude, it is so fucking good.
You can't put a P.T. Anderson movie up against M. Night Shyamalan. That's so cheap.
Well,
and you
I
know,
didn't
what?
Know what else to do. Now
well,
it's done.
I've still got some monster hits on my list.
Well, so do I. Okay.
Okay, we'll bring it on.
Have you ever heard of fucking...
Oh, wait, I'm adding a point.
I'm not going to give any up.
Okay, you're going first. Go.
Okay, I'm going to throw on fucking... Okay, what are we at?
Don't save all your good ones.
Okay, well, you don't save all your good ones.
Okay, I'll throw out a shitty one later.
Okay. Ratatouille.
Oh. Fuck, I've got one that pairs up with that really nicely, but I know it'll lose.
Don't be afraid to throw something.
Okay, you know what I will? Toy Story 2.
Oh, fuck.
I think Ratatouille wins.
I do too. Fuck. As much as I love...
I'm falling on my own sword here.
As much as I loved Toy Story, all of them, Ratatouille holds a... Ratatouille and Coco...
Are those your faves?
And Up, and Wall-E, and Little Mermaid, Peter Pan, Frozen. I'm just going to name all.
Oh, everything Disney.
Incredibles. No, but Ratatouille and Coco hold a very special place in my heart.
Yeah.
I thought Ratatouille was so innovative and different.
You just like it because it has a shout out to Calgary.
Calgary, not only Calgary, but Alberta. But that I never knew till way later on. I never watched that till like the special features.
It is a very incredible movie. I feel like that's almost one of Pixar's most underrated films.
Because it's one of those Pixar films that makes you want to live a better life. And by one of, I mean one of all of them.
And just like you said about Zodiac, I think it kind of got swept aside with the influx of movies of that year.
Yeah, I think right? so. Okay, so we're saying Ratatouille wins?
Yeah, Ratatouille wins. God damn.
Okay, so we're at 7-6 then.
Your math was way off.
How?
Hang on, hold on. Okay, wait.
Because I'm adding the point when it ties.
Yeah, you
Maybe
should add
Maybe we should
one.
Not figure out our math stuff on the air.
Oh, yeah, we'll cut this. Okay, hang on. We'll just... Welcome back.
Okay, welcome back, everybody.
We just had to do some quick scorekeeping.
We sent the results off to NASA.
Yeah, they came back. It's now 6 days later. The European Space Agency had to get involved.
We've now realized that 2007 is winning 3-2.
3-2.
Okay.
So 3-2. Okay. Who went first last time?
I can't remember. It's been 6 days.
It was dude. Me. It was
had
me.
Had to go to space and back.
Okay, you go.
Okay, I'm going to pick... Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, such a good... I mean, I don't like that one as much as Shaun of the Dead.
No?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Shaun of the Dead just seemed like they really had it figured out. Hot Fuzz was... I mean, Hot Fuzz is great.
My favorite, actually, out of those is The End of the World.
You like that one the most?
Yeah.
It definitely had a, like a weird ending.
It did.
Like, did not. Did but not I liked expect it. What do I put for?
What do you got? What do you got? Come on.
How about? Oh, here's a weird one. Election.
Oh, fuck. That's a good one. That was 1999?
That was 1999.
It feels way older.
I know.
It's like 91.
I know. Because it really is like, when you watch it, it's really 90s.
Right.
Which is weird because it's at the end of the decade.
Is Fred Durst in it?
I don't know. Is he?
No. But he was 1999. Sometimes people used to mistake me for him.
For Fred Durst?
Well, Heather, our friend Heather, thinks that I look like him in certain pictures. And I kind of do. I'm going to pick Election.
I think I am too.
Okay.
That's a point for me.
Point for you.
3-3.
Okay, now you go, Mr. 99.
Check this one out, bro. Oh,
boy.
The Blair Witch Project.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, let me back this up by saying, sure, by today's standards, it's a shitty, boring movie. But you have to understand how novel it was at the time.
It was unheard of to do what it did.
Yeah.
Nobody had ever done
that. Nobody had done that, anything like that before.
Make a movie on a home video camera.
Mm-hmm.
With all this, like, is it real? Is it not? Fucking all the hype, yeah.
It was hubbub. One of the first movies that had like internet marketing campaign,
yeah.
Where they were like, "Have you seen these three kids?" Like,
yes,
they made it seem like it was an they actual were dead. Documentary.
Yeah, and you didn't know what was real and what wasn't. Mm-hmm. I worked with the director of it.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, and I said to him, I watched it on mushrooms. And he goes, oh, why would you do that? It's like, I don't know. It was a terrible experience.
It was hard enough to watch without any drugs. I felt sick to my stomach just from the camera swishing around the whole time.
It was a fucking...
I had a bit of an obsession with that movie just because I'd never seen anything like it.
Okay, what am I putting up against it?
I mean, pretty just about anything would beat it.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm going to put Gone Baby Gone.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You haven't?
No. Is that Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck? Yeah, directed. One of his first. It's really good. And I'm going to pick it.
Is it?
Against Blair Witch Project.
Is it the prequel to Gone Girl?
Gone Girl? No. Is it sort of the same story? No.
Okay, well.
Is it same actors?
Almost.
Somebody's helicopter. Being fucking airlifted in here. These are two like completely different motion pictures. Okay, Gone Girl and Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna pick Blair Witch because I have never seen Gone Baby Gone.
You know what? I'm going to pick Blair Witch 2.
What? Yeah, come on.
I changed my pick last minute.
Why?
Because when I think about it, Blair Witch deserves it. It was a groundbreaker. It was fucking the 90s. It was wild. It was imaginative. It was, you know, what else can I say? The sticks in the trees.
Yeah.
The fucking crazy ending. The snot on the camera lens.
Mm-hmm.
People loved it.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm so scared.
I'm so sorry.
She does say, I'm so sorry.
Well, who's going first now?
That puts me in the lead, so that's pretty sweet. You're next. You're first.
Okay, I'm going to go. Let's see here. Let me look down the old list. I'm going to go The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
This is one of your favorite movies.
It is my favorite movie.
Of all time? Number one?
It is tied for number one with Fargo.
Are two good movies to be tied.
Mm-hmm. Also underappreciated, underwatched, didn't make a ton of money, but cinephiles alike agree that it's one of the best.
It's fantastic.
It's always in those fucking, you know, everybody's like cinephile list. It's got like the shot of him like walking down the train tracks with the lantern and shit. It's famous shit. Roger Deakins. Andrew Dominik, Brad Pitt, Casey Affleck, Sam Rockwell.
God, I love Sam Rockwell.
He's fucking amazing, dude.
Okay, well, I don't want to waste my powerhouse ones with it.
Well, you're going to have to because this is my fucking one of my powerhouses, dude.
Well, okay.
Or I'm gonna, don't.
This is one that I feel matches the tone. The Green Mile.
Oh.
And it's almost the same period.
God, 99 it's not the same period. It's almost there. Not really. It's about 50, 60 years difference, but you know.
Whatever. I'm putting out The Green Mile because it matches, but I'm voting for Jesse James.
Okay, I'm voting for Jesse James too, obviously. As much as I did love The Green Mile.
Oh, same.
Don't get me wrong.
Same. Okay, we're tied again. Whew. Neck and neck.
Okay, lay one on me, bro.
Oh, yeah, I get to go. Okay, so, try it. I want to see what you fucking come up with this one, you son of a bitch. The Matrix.
Ah.
That's one of my three big, like, my top three.
The fucking Matrix, dude.
Yeah, what are you going to say to that? Redefined the science fiction genre. A powerhouse of visual effects. Keanu Reeves' second coming. Okay.
You know what I have up against it?
What?
Knocked Up. Dude, also pretty groundbreaking movie though.
Now, if this was chess, you just lost your pawn to my queen. It's so unevenly matched. You just threw.
I know.
You just yeah.
But was it a move of?
It was a good move. It was a smart move.
It was a smart move.
I'm gonna vote for the Matrix.
I'm gonna vote for the Matrix too. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna be on public record and lie to myself.
Knocked Up was way better than the Matrix,
dude. The Matrix had pretty good CGI, too.
Pretty good.
I mean, the Knocked Up also had good CGI.
Oh, man. Fuck, that's funny. Okay, your turn.
Oh, boy. I'm running out of fucking movies here, dude. Yeah, kind of.
Oh, that's good to know. I'm going to lay out some really good ones.
Fuck, I'm not going to be able to do anything.
I mean, I have some questionable films on my list as well.
Oh, boy. What do I even throw out there? Okay. I Am Legend.
Oh. That's one I didn't put that on your list.
I know, I'd add that's it.
Sneaky.
Because you missed it.
Pretty sneaky, sis. Fuck. Do I even have anything that goes with that?
Do you have one where the dog dies and people, there wasn't a dry eye in the house?
Spoilers.
Who hasn't seen that fucking movie? Come on. Best zombie, in my opinion. Best zombie.
Well, because it's a zombie version. It's a very unique way to tell that story.
Those fucking things were terrifying. Christ.
Okay. I'm gonna put because I don't know where else this one fits. Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Because I've never actually seen it. It's the one Kubrick film I haven't seen.
It's so dumb.
And I don't really care to see it, but it's so dumb. I will watch it one day just to complete the Kubrick streak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to put that
fun. I'm surprised you haven't seen Eyes Wide Shut.
I almost watched it over the lockdown because I watched a couple other Kubrick films that I hadn't seen yet, his older stuff.
Okay, here's my challenge for you.
Yeah.
Make a movie night.
Yeah.
Make it a blockbuster night. Eyes Wide Shut followed by Superbad. Not necessarily in that order.
What a great combo.
I mean, Eyes Wide Shut is just a bizarre, I don't know. Watch it. Don't watch it. But watch
Superbad. I mean, it was his last film.
Yeah.
It was his swan song.
Sure.
Well, I'm voting for I Am Legend.
Yeah, so am I.
So, there you go, buds. Tie it again. Am I doing it on purpose? No.
It's interesting, though. It's an interesting game we're playing here. I'm glad that it's not just a blowout on either side.
Okay. I got to start laying out some of these awesome ones.
Okay.
Magnolia.
Oh.
See, you already used your P.T. Anderson one, so.
We could have had a game. I should have known that fucking Magnolia.
P.T. versus P.T. Now, think about Magnolia. Think of the cast.
I know. Fucking.
Philip C.
Jason Robards.
Jason Robards.
Yeah, he plays the dad who's dying.
Oh, yeah.
Philip C. Tom Cruise, John C. Reilly.
Isn't William H. Macy in it?
William H. Macy. Is he? I can't remember now. Sure.
Wait a minute.
Are we talking about the same movie?
Magnolia?
Yeah, we are. I don't know if Bill Macy's in it, is he? Or maybe he is.
Maybe.
I
haven't well, it's seen a big it ensemble. Me forever. Neither. Me neither. And it's a big ensemble.
There's
always cast.
Different stories.
Like Tom Cruise is in it, but he's only in it for like a couple minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
It rains frogs. Spoilers.
It does rain frogs.
I don't feel it was in the trailer, so whatever.
I'm gonna pick No Country for Old Men.
Oh, why do you gotta do this to me?
Well, what am I supposed to do?
No country.
We're talking P.T. Anderson here, not P.T. Cruiser.
I know. Okay? Dude, that could be a whole segment. P.T. Anderson or P.T. Cruiser?
My mom had one in the
P.T. Cruiser?
In the 2000s. Get and she loved it. Out. She loved it. She was like, oh, fucking, it's got so much room for cargo space. I'm like, Mom, it looks like a Dick Tracy car reimagined.
That's exactly what it was.
Like the weasels are hanging off the side of it, like with the fucking Tommy guns. Or no, that was Roger Rabbit.
Roger yeah. Rabbit. I knew exactly what you meant, though. I mean, they're almost the same. Okay, well, I got to go for No Country.
Yeah, so do I.
I got to.
You got to.
I love Magnolia.
But No Country was a better movie.
Yeah.
Magnolia wasn't his best movie.
What was the P.T. Anderson movie you picked?
There Will Be Blood.
Were we talking about Amy Mann earlier?
Yeah.
What were we talking about that for?
It was a different show.
I think I was thinking of Magnolia when I was talking about that.
No, because you said that Amy Mann was on the soundtrack of something else.
Yeah, but I think I was talking about...
But you were talking about Trent Reznor. I don't fucking know, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Amy Mann is still rad.
Amy Mann won for Magnolia.
Oh, it was for Magnolia.
For the song Save Me.
Right. I thought it was something else. Maybe I was thinking it was being John Malkovich.
I think that's what we were talking about, and I think I was mistaken because I was looking at Magnolia on my list and thinking of her song.
And I didn't question it because I just assumed that maybe Amy Mann did do the soundtrack for being John Malkovich.
It's quite
also
possible.
Right?
Yeah.
But coming to think of it, I can't really remember the soundtrack of being John Malkovich.
I think it was one of those composers where it's like more of like an audio soundscape rather than music. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Like...
Dude, I believe anything when it comes to like Spike Jones.
Spike Jones is kind of style, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, apologies to Amy Mann.
Okay, so No Country went wins that one.
That's the winner for you.
Right?
Yep.
Fuck, that movie's awesome, dude. So, I just rewatched today, and it's still so fucking great.
Yeah, I watched it over the lockdown as well.
Oh, my God.
Okay, it's your turn. We might have to go with just a couple more rounds because my list is getting thin.
Okay. I'm going to pull out. Actually, no, you go first.
No, it's your turn.
Okay.
I'm just going to quickly.
300.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Well, I haven't seen it, which makes it hard to vote.
Okay.
But.
Can you watch in this order?
Okay. Eyes Wide Shut.
No.
Oh.
300.
Yes.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Then Superbad.
Superbad.
Okay.
Or half of all of them, like mix and match them.
And then watch the second half like the next day.
Yeah. Piece them all together and see if you can make the connection whilst playing the Dark Side of the Moon Pink Floyd record.
See if it lines up.
And see if it all lines up.
Just keep like restarting the record every time I start a new movie.
Yes.
Fuck. Did you ever do that?
I tried it with
the Wizard of Oz thing.
And I think that we
did
were
it.
Actually using an 8-track and it didn't work.
We did it and I could not see the... I was like, oh, it doesn't really line up.
Well, if you're stoned enough, you can see anything.
Yeah, if you just dropped acid, anything would line up to anything. Fuck.
What are you going to pick?
I know. Well.
You're out of fucking matrices, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The only other CGI smorgasbord on my list would be The Mummy.
Oh, boy.
Do you remember that bad boy? Brendan Fraser?
Yep.
And who is it? Rachel Wise?
Yeah, whatever happened to her?
Yeah, she's not in anything anymore, is she? I haven't seen her.
I'm picking 300. Dude, I'm telling you right now, 300 is a better movie than The Mummy.
Okay? Well, this is weird to pick your movie, which I haven't seen, and give you a point.
You would love it.
I did like The Mummy when it came out, though.
Okay, but...
because it felt like Indiana Jones.
Did you like the new one with Tom Cruise?
I didn't see it.
Nobody did.
Do you remember the trailer? Then the sound was all fucked up?
Yes. Dude, nobody saw that. Why the fuck would you go...
Why would you remake that?
They should remake 300 because it was fucking rad.
Well, didn't they do a second one?
They did. It wasn't as good.
Okay, well, I'll pick the 300 because The Mummy is kind of stupid.
Yes.
Puts you way in the lead, though.
Does Fuck. It?
Yeah, it's 7-5.
Don't forget, it's not me here. It's the year 2007.
Right, right. Right.
It's you're the year 1999.
Yes, okay. Oh, that's true. It's not about you and me.
No.
It's about the 2 years.
Yeah.
2007 is up ahead.
It's okay. Not like there's any strategy to this.
Okay, okay. Hang, okay. Let's get serious here.
Okay, yeah, you got to lay one.
Let's fucking get serious here, okay? Fight Club.
Oh, fuck.
Okay? That's my Queen's Gambit.
Holy shit.
I know. I've been saving that one. What do you put up against Fight Club?
The only thing...
I've watched that movie a dozen times, and every time I see something new in it.
The only thing I can put up against it right now that's going to make sense is the movie that I worked on and that was released in 2007.
What was it?
It's a little movie called Shooter.
Oh my God.
Can you believe it? Can you believe that, Clayton?
You're a hard man to find.
Bubbly swagger.
Not hard enough. Oh boy. That is a funny comparison.
Okay, obviously I'm voting Fight Club.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm an honest person. I don't
I am too.
You know what I mean?
I want you to know that I watched all of Shooter.
Yeah,
so did because I. You worked on it.
I've watched many movies,
and because I did the pilot of the TV show.
Yeah, did you see all the continuity mistakes?
I just thought it was really. I know we've talked about this before, but I thought it was really funny to reshoot the movie that you did
in a
like
TV form?
In like 5 days.
Yeah, that is bizarre. I forgot about. I keep forgetting what that series that they made into a series. Like what?
And it ran like 3 seasons.
And I just kept going. Like you just kept running from the law, kind of thing.
Yeah, Sniper Steve was on it the whole time.
Oh yeah, we gotta have him on the show.
Mm-hmm. We do
once we figure that out. Okay.
Nice.
Shooter was a good movie though. It was okay.
It was okay.
It's no fucking Fight Club though.
No. No.
Not even close.
You know what the funny thing about Fight Club is? The first time I watched it, I hated it.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. My gut reaction was like, I don't like this. And then I watched it again and I was like, oh my God, it's a masterpiece.
Well, the first time I saw Anchorman, I didn't like it.
We've talked about this. So did I. I was in a bad mood when I watched it. At a friend's house, I was like grumpy.
I just didn't get it at first.
And everyone was laughing. I'm like, what the fuck is funny about this?
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
That happens. I pulled it out of the DVD slot. Like I pulled it out.
You pulled it out.
Yeah.
Physical ejection.
I pressed eject, put my finger in the middle of the hole.
Okay.
And picked it up.
Can I tell you something? I miss ejecting things.
Yes.
It's so sad. It's like hanging up on an old phone, like a rotary phone.
Yeah.
And you get that. You hit it so hard that it rings the bell inside. It's like pa-ting!
Yeah.
Like that. Take that.
Fucking Gen Z will never know that.
No.
That satisfaction.
The best is when you injected a VHS.
I think I'm almost... did the way it came out.
You're like... ah, no. And then you grab the cassette and throw it across the room.
Remember how easy they'd shatter, though, those fucking
things? Oh, yeah.
I think I'm out of movies.
No way. Well, I'm out of really good ones.
Yeah, so am I.
Do you want to just list off the dregs?
Yeah, you list off your dregs.
Okay, Man on the Moon.
That's a fucking huge one, dude. That's not a dreg.
Well, it's the biggest of my dregs.
The biggest of my dregs is fucking... oh, I don't even know. Michael Clayton, I guess?
That was a good movie. Well, I haven't seen that movie, but everyone talks about it like it's a really great movie.
I haven't seen it either. I didn't know that we were gonna do this game.
See, here's another one that I on my list that I don't know is The Insider.
Oh,
I haven't seen.
What's his tits? Russell Crowe? Or no? Who's in that?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
The Insider.
But it was on all the. It was on all the 1999 lists, like at the near the top.
I can't remember it. Yeah, I remember it. I don't know, dude. I'm fucking too old.
I also had The Talented Mr. Ripley, which I haven't seen.
Decent, for sure.
And then...
It's okay.
Remember 13th Warrior?
Oh, shot in Vancouver.
Yeah, that's right.
When it was filmed, I called it Eaters of the Dead.
That's the name of the book.
Right.
Yeah.
And people refer to it as...
Eaters.
Eaters. I remember on Eaters, we had a whole fucking ship and fucking...
I went to the set deck sale of that show.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you buy?
It was at like, I think it was at
Cut.
You remember Can-Am Imports?
Yeah.
That place?
Sure.
I think it was over there. We didn't buy anything. I just went with my parents and I just remember being like, it was before.
What is all this junk?
It was right when they wrapped. So before the movie was out and it was like spears and like a lot of sticks, like lots of sticks.
Yeah. Everybody was using sticks back then.
And then I went to see the movie and I was like, oh, that's why there were so many sticks.
You're like, oh, story checks out on the sticks.
There were a lot of sticks in this
remember
movie.
Remember on Olympus? Well, if you can't think of anything, just glue a bunch of sticks together. Oh, fuck, not gonna mention that monkey's name. Fucking helmet.
Oh, brother.
If you ever get yourself into a jam, just glue two sticks together. I'm serious, you guys. Fuck, that's an inside joke. Yeah, like I got, what do I got? I got Michael Clayton, American Gangster, which was mediocre at best.
Is that Denzel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I haven't seen that
Ridley one. Scott directed it. It had a lot of hype, but yeah. I wouldn't say it delivered.
Mm.
It's a great story too. Great story. Diving Bell and the Butterfly, which I have not seen.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, it's based on a true story, and it's also based on the guy's memoir.
Right.
Where he has, what the fuck is it called? It's when you're paralyzed and you can't move, but you're conscious. Like you're not in a coma.
Oh, that's the worst.
And he wrote a book.
In that state.
By moving his eyes like Stephen Hawking did. But this is before they had that technology. He's actually one of the people that helped invent that technology.
So what does it have to do with a diving bell? Because those things are weird.
I don't know why it's called that. But he was I think he was a writer originally.
Oh, okay.
Like a poet.
And what is, do you remember in school learning about diving bells and just being fucking terrified? Like how the air just stayed in them?
Yes.
And used to go down like that?
I remember we had a science unit where someone, this like guest scientist came in and had a fish tank and like demonstrated that
how
with
it
like
worked.
A,
yeah,
with a clear cup. Yeah.
Yeah. And a napkin, right?
And a Kleenex. Yeah. And I'm like, you. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Like the air bubble, but then they put a person in there and just like the pressure, like, dude.
Yeah.
They're made of like thick steel.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
Fucked up.
Anyway, Diving Bells, if anybody's interested, look them up.
Check out our other podcast called Diving Bells. On my list, I have some good comedies, though.
Oh, okay.
American Pie.
Ooh.
Now, not my brand of comedy, but
no,
at the time,
my brand, for
in
sure.
1999... That was like the funniest movie that had ever come out.
Oh, for sure.
Like for our age group.
It invented the term MILF.
It did.
That's where the term MILF comes from, yeah.
It totally did. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Eugene Levy, of course, is in it.
Jason Biggs.
Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
That's an underrated comedy movie.
You know, I've never seen it.
You should watch it.
If I watch it, will you watch Superbad, Eyes Wide Shut, yeah. And what was the third one?
300. I think that's a fair trade-off. You get to watch one pretty good movie, and I get to watch three
really
movies
really,
that
dude,
I may or may not like.
You're going to like two of them, guaranteed.
And then the last one, I mean, there's a couple other, but the last one I'll mention is The Mystery Men.
Oh, you know, I have never... I've seen it. But I've seen it so many times in pieces and drunk and baked.
That's kind of the best way to watch
that
it.
That I know it, but it's like, I don't know if I've ever really like sat down and just been like, watch this fucking thing.
When it came out, I was amazed because it was so fucking weird.
Totally weird.
Like it was a dark action comedy. Like it was the beginning of that era where they were like mashing up genres. You
right.
know, when they started thinking like, oh, what if we had like...
comedy.
We'll take superheroes and make
it tongue in cheek.
Cast a bunch of comedians, but they have like stupid superpowers. You're like, that's such a great, like, that got a green light, really? Janine Garofalo's in that.
That's one episode that we should do our own. How did this get made? You know what I mean?
Just like
the props cast. How did this ever get made?
There are a lot of movies that I would love to know how they got made.
I know. Like, where did the fucking money come from? Who thought this would be a good idea? But that movie was a hit, and that is a very dear movie to a lot of people.
Mystery Men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people love that.
I really liked it when it came out because it was so different, and it looked really glossy. Like, it had that, even though Matrix had come out that year, it had that similar, like, they used a lot of colors you don't see a lot, like the electric ultraviolet purple.
Right.
And, like, the neon green, like,
and the costumes and stuff.
Yeah, do you remember like the late 90s we started gravitating towards those colors,
like real kind of sharp stuff.
Yeah.
All I have left on my list is Once.
I haven't seen that.
And Atonement.
I haven't seen that either.
And Persepolis.
I have seen that.
So what are we saying? Who's the winner?
Well,
it's a tough choice, though. It really is.
2007 squeaked into the lead with 1 point. Jordy's yawning and pumping his fists in the air. The final score is 7-6.
But you know what? I would, like, looking back at it. It was really
neck and neck the whole
way. As a body of work, I mean, Fight Club is up there for me.
Totally.
Big time.
I mean.
And so is Magnolia. But this one too. But Jesse James is high
I know.
Up there
for me. I won. There Will Be Blood, No Country for Old Men. Like, those two movies. I can't believe those came out in the same year because they're just both so.
Don't these studios talk to one another?
Well, that's a whole other.
What are you guys releasing?
That's a whole other episode. Is the movie twins we have to do.
Yeah, that's true.
There's so many. It happens all the time.
Where, like, the exact same show comes out.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, we have to do an episode about the movie Twins with
which Arnold Schwarzenegger. I have not seen that, actually.
And Danny DeVito. It's terrible. But kind
of
good.
But it's one of those terrible movies you kind of have to see, right?
Just for the laughs, dude. Like,
just for the references?
Like, they're wearing the same shirt, but one's guy's jacked and one guy's not. You know?
It's that. That's how they pitched that movie. That's how that movie got made. Okay, picture in your mind two guys. They're wearing the same shirt. One guy's jacked, one guy's not.
And they're twins.
And they're like,
they're twin brothers. Oh,
that's pretty funny. Can you give us a 90-page spec script?
We got, there's this one guy on Instagram who does these Hallmark movie pitches. And he's like, okay, it's about a woman who served in Afghanistan, okay? She owns a coffee shop. And the guy comes in from town and he's a really good-looking guy. And he owns a chocolate shop. And they fall, and dude, it's just so fucking funny. I can't do it justice because it's like... But it's so hilarious. And then they cut to, like, the producer and they're like, it's
just so good. I saw that it was like they had lined up all the Hallmark Christmas shows, all the posters.
Yes.
And they're all like exactly the same. And someone is just like, calm the fuck down, Hallmark. Like, everyone's like, one's wearing a red sweater and one's wearing a green sweater. And it's like.
And they're all shot here.
Yeah.
They're all filmed in Vancouver.
SNL did a sketch about that. And they even say, and they're all shot in the same gazebo in Vancouver, Canada.
It's so weird how they do that.
It's all in Fort Langley.
Like, Hallmark, they just take Fort Langley and they just redo it.
And they're like, okay, let's put the purple tinsel over onto the town hall.
And people love it. People fucking love it,
get down on that. We're in the wrong business.
How did we go from the greatest movies of 2007 and 99
to Hallmark Christmas movies?
Like, wow. Should maybe...
Okay, but what's your favorite Hallmark film from 2007?
Sugar Plum, Sugar Plum Mystery Dancers. I don't know.
Okay, we're gonna call it.
Yeah, we could call it. So 2007 is the winner.
Congratulations to the year 2007.
But 1999 was a close.
1999 is close in our hearts.
Some people are gonna disagree with it too. They're gonna be like, "No way, oh, man! I'm fucking this."
And I guarantee both of us missed. Some really obvious movies. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, thank you so much. Good to be back. Good to have you guys.
Good to be back. We'll try and record a little bit more often, but, you know, COVID makes it difficult. We hope everyone's having a great 2021 so far.
Yeah, and you know what? fuck, keep it real out there, guys. Stay safe. Be kind.
Stay safe. Wash your hands. 6 feet apart.
It's almost over.
Masks are mandatory.
Wear two masks.
Wear a face shield.
I have to wear a face shield though, pretty much all day.
Do you?
I at least wear it on my head, and then I pull it
down. And then you pull it down like you're about to do a spot weld.
Exactly.
You do the head shake, and it falls down in front of your face.
No, I have to. It fits over my hat, so I put it down, and it goes funk into place. Like,
oh, nice. Like your beak acts as like a lock.
Yeah.
This is really interesting for everyone listening. Okay.
Exactly. On the next episode, different face shield types.
Tune in next week for the Profcast, where we debate the best mask to wear with your glasses.
People, I'm so over it, man.
I am too.
Let's get it over. Let's fucking get
those vaccines.
Yeah.
Crank them out. I'm ready.
Stick one right into my butt.
I'm going to keep my arm, my sleeve rolled up just in case someone walks by with a vaccine ready to go.
Oh, you're like stuck in traffic and
they're like, do it.
The vaccines are going bad. And you see a guy walking with a tray. You just stick your arm out the window. I'm fucking ready, man. Give it to me. I don't care what it is. Even the Johnson & Johnson one. The redheaded stepchild one.
Gross.
That's the next one coming out. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks to Amanda for our graphics, as always, and Uncle Dan for our music, our sweet tunes. This has been the Props Cast. I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
Bye. Bye.